Blog Talk Radio.
I'm here for the
Hey, you guys, it's Conversations with Vicky, and I'm here live. I just got back in New York. First of all, I just want to say, how was everybody Labor Day? You guys, mine was amazing. Shout out to Atlanta, shout out to Miami, shout out to Vegas. I heard it was popping in every fucking city, you guys. I was in New York, unfortunately, because I usually travel and be out in the ATLs and the Vegas's and the Miami's, but this year I kept it in my city. And I did the parade, and shout out, I want to give a special shout out to Coco. You know, she lives right on the Parkway Eastern. I had a blast. My son Carter was with me, Dior Gotti, Courtney was, I mean, it was so many people. I had a wonderful time on the Parkway for Labor Day. Safari was out for the on his Jamaican float. Special fucking shout out, you know who do it every year, she don't get the respect, one of my kids, Dutch Gotti, his outfit, and Damien, Jamaican Damien from Brooklyn. When I tell you these bitches cut up like they a motherfucking Trini, like they at the carnival, they cut up. Shout out to my daughter, Dutch Gotti, Jamaican Damien, and there's so many other people out there, but just shout out to the whole Labor Day New York. I had a blast. Juve, everything was dope. So I just want to say that. I had to say that. I'm in Brooklyn. I'm live tonight in Brooklyn. I'm not, Jay, shout out to Jay Jackson. She with me tonight. My sister, Ebony, you know, she's making a return, darling. That's what I'm going to say. It's coming, honey. Jay, it's coming, honey. But I have two special guests tonight. She's a singer. You know, my show, first of all, I want to just thank everyone for supporting this new movement I got going on. This is like my show about the up and coming artists, telling their journey and their advice, their story, their struggle, you know what I'm saying, to get in this industry. So this is what this is about, positive and just upcoming and uplifting. So tonight is my girlfriend, Tanisha. She's from Cali. And I met her through my cousin, who's a celebrity makeup artist, and she's been doing her thing, just booked up. You know what I'm saying? Shorty is booked through Cali, she's performing, doing her thing. She's a gorgeous girl. She's going to be on with us tonight. And then he was all booked up in Atlanta, the sexy Safari. He's a sexy entertainer. He's a dancer. He's on the hit show, It's Lit. It's a web series. You got to go, if you're not hip to it, you got to get on there. I just got hit to it, and I really like it. Shout out to, like, Rico Puret, Justin Ruff. Just shout out to all of them out there. The show is lit, so we're going to definitely get into that. Call in tonight, you guys. Let me know how your Labor Day was, because we was canceled last week, because, you know, it was Labor Day. So, you know, people busy. People are out doing things, so people don't got time to be listening to no show, so I definitely get it. But let me know how your Labor Day was. Let me know how your weekend. Just let me know what's up. Let me know. It's Conversation with Vicky. We're going to get my first guest. Tanisha, if you out there, you know, press one for me, love, mom. So we can start that. Yanni, if you're out there, press one as well. Shout out to Kelly. Kelly was representing. She was all booked up Labor Day in Atlanta. I saw you out there, mama. You was doing your thing. Shout out to you. Hold on, you guys. Let's get her on. She got the show. Shout out to, you know what? I definitely want to talk about Harvey real quick. That's devastating. You know what I'm saying? That's just everybody out there. You can donate, help out, do what you want. What's going on? I see a lot of celebrities out there doing what they gotta do. Regular middle class people, do what you have to do to help out. Harvey is hitting, Florida is hitting, the Caribbean is everywhere. You know what I'm saying? You look out, help out. That's crazy. Okay, my guest is on press one. Conversations with Vic. I can you like that? I'm here with Jane. Press, okay, hold on, you guys.
everyone she should be on. Tanisha, press 1. Well, I can just hold on, you guys. Let's get this started. Tanisha, you're live on the air.
Hey.
Hey, Bull. I'm sorry, I was having difficulty getting you on. Hey, Bull. How are you?
No. It's okay. It's okay. How are you doing tonight?
I'm great. So, wait, first of all, I just want to start by saying I've been watching you, girl, and you've been doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? Booked up, performing these shows, doing your thing. So, first, Tanisha, let's start off by saying, how did you start? Like, what made you start wanting to sing? Like, what age did you start singing?
Well, I was singing as a little girl. You know, I was going to church and watching my mom practice in her choir. And then it just, what she was learning, she taught me. And then it was just like, ever since I was young, I was performing in talent shows around the D.C. area. And it was just like, I should take it seriously when I got older. So,
wait, so Tanisha, your mom was a singer?
Mm-hmm. My mom was a singer, and she basically taught me how to sing, taught me how to be confident on the stage. Huh?
Okay, was this in church, like a church thing, church singing, or?
Mm-hmm. She was singing in church, and then I was singing church here and there, but it wasn't as consistent as she was. She was a church singer, so I would just learn from her, and then she taught me how to sing loud and sing confidently, and just she taught me more about like stage presence and command your audience, basically.
I was about to ask you that. Do you still when you go out there, do you still get stage fright?
You know what? I'm not even gonna lie. Like probably 10 minutes before I go on, I'll start to feel it, and I'll be like, oh my gosh. But when I'm on there, it's like a completely different person.
Do you have an alter ego? So, okay, what's Tanisha's alter ego? Do you have a name?
I would say 10, because, you know, it's my nickname. But, like, yeah, 10,
oh,
10 takes over, and then it's like, who's Tanisha?
Tanisha. So, Tanisha, what made you move to Cali? Like, what made you just say, hey, I'm from D.C., I'm just going to go to the big Hollywood, I'm going to go to Cali? Like, what made you do that? And did you already have connections in California?
No, I didn't. So when I moved out here, it was like me just starting brand new, clean slate. I didn't know anybody, had to network. And honestly, I feel like I haven't made it very far. I still got a lot of work to do. But when I moved out here, it was kind of like just taking a leap out on faith, and I was like, let's just do it. It's no better time than now. So came out here by myself, and it was from there.
And you mean to tell me you didn't have no like connections, nothing like that? Like, you just came out there on a leap of faith, like, I'm just gonna go, you know, do my thing.
Yeah. I had one friend out here, and I stayed with her for a month in her studio, and then I had got my own spot, and I was working too, so I found a job, got my own spot, and then, yeah, I started networking and meeting people in the music industry, and, you know, just going from there.
Okay, speaking of music industry, Tanisha, how do you feel about the music industry right now? And where it's going with the streaming and, you know, certain artists not really selling records. Like, first of all, are you signed to any major label right now? Are you signed right now?
No, not at the moment. But, you know, I have some stuff in the works, probably, hopefully soon. But at the moment, I'm not signed to anything major. It's a consumer's world right now. It's the fans' world. So, like, them streaming music and buying songs off iTunes for the 99 cents. I mean, it's not I feel like music is not where you're going to get your money from. If you're in it, if you're in music just to get some money, it's not going to work for you.
Okay.
You
that's
know
not
what
weird.
I'm saying?
So you have to have like an endorsement deal, basically. Yes, I am.
Yeah. You got to have some side projects going on. But I would just say, like, honestly, I think it's a good thing for the fans. I'm a fan of a lot of people, so I like to stream music a lot. But yeah, as an artist, it's not like when people say support your artist, support your favorite artist, because it is hard.
It is hard. Let me ask you a question. Do you think it's more hard for a female?
Yeah. Yeah, just because it's a male industry, it's a male-dominated industry, and, you know, men look at you in a different way than they would look at another man. So it's like, it could be a good thing, it could be a bad thing, but it's just, it's also how you're introduced to a certain person as well, too. So for me, I have been in situations where a guy would look at me as nothing but sex and not even like want to work with me, just you know.
Yeah,
but
just one time.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I've
now,
been in situations like that.
I was about to, you know, that was one of my questions coming up, but how do you deal with a situation like that? Like, how do you nip that in the bud, or how do you, like, say you don't want to, say they're a top dog in the industry, you don't want to fuck it up. So do you flirt back? Like, do you play flirt? Like, how do you handle that?
I mean, you definitely have to play your card right, but you gotta let it be known, like, you're not on that. And then if they respect it, they respect it. If they don't, then it wasn't for you. It wasn't for you. There's where there's one way, there's always another way. So
right. That's
how I feel.
Okay, so if it right now, Tanisha, if it's anybody you could sign with right now, who would it be if you could sign with anybody in the industry, Bad Boy, DJ, like anybody right now, who would it be? Epic, Atlantic, Sony, like who would you want to sign with? Major label.
Man, I would say Atlantic, just because they're popping right now. They have a lot of artists on there. Epic too. Epic has a lot of popping artists like Future, 21 Savage, a lot of new up-and-coming rappers. But Atlantic got all the classic R&B, but the R&B wave, like Seven and Ty Dolla $ign, you know, them over there. So,
and Tanisha,
big Atlantic.
For people who don't know, Tanisha, your vibe is more, is it soulful, is it urban, is it pop, is it R&B? Like, what you base for people who don't know?
R&B, pop, urban pop, that's how I would call it. That's how I would classify it as urban pop, R&B. My favorite artist right now is Rihanna, of course, Beyonce, of course. I'm a big Carrie Hilson fan. I'm a big Janet fan. I listen to a lot of 90s R&B. I listen to a lot of 80s R&B. And
you're
I would say that
everybody who's just named. Okay.
Yeah, I am influenced a lot by those people. So,
Tanisha, let me ask you a question, because it's big for the for the R&B artists. Do you write your own music?
Yes, I do. I do. My music basically comes from what I go through every day. Like, I've been in plenty. I've been in a couple relationships and they all ended either on a good note or a bad note, and I just write about that. So my music is basically about really up and downs of relationships.
Hey, interesting. How do you feel about the people who don't like people who don't like their own music, and that's popping or not popping, but how do you feel about, like, you know, people like R&B singers? Because people say it's different for rappers to have ghostwriters, but for R&B singers, it's kind of like, you know, they put, I guess, a higher power on you guys. So how do you feel about the people who don't write their own music?
I don't think there's a problem with it. It's more about how you deliver it. Like, if somebody wrote it and you delivered it like you wrote it, then that's all that matters. but I just think it's singing is more so like acting to me. Like you gotta feel the song, you gotta feel it, and make sure your audience feels it. And if you didn't write it, but you acted like you wrote it and you feel it, it's a win. You know what I'm saying? Your audience is gonna love it. So that's how I feel. It doesn't matter who wrote it. At the end of the day.
We're gonna shift a little bit real quick. So are you in love? Speaking of love life, are you in love?
I'm in lust right now. I'm in lust. Yeah, lust. I'm lusting real hard over someone. But you know.
Now, what's the difference between lust and love? Because some people get it confused.
You know, lust is temporary. Love is somebody you die for. I don't know if I'll die for this person. I don't know if I'll die for this person yet. But because it's new, so I don't want to, you know, get too carried away with it. But yeah.
Now, speaking of that, Tanisha, have you ever, like, okay, industry-wise, have you ever dealt with anyone in the industry, or would you? Like, would it be easier being that you know, like, speaking into existence, you will be somebody and, you know, making it be that superstar. So would it be easier to date within instead of dating, like, a regular Joe?
I would, actually, you know, I wouldn't mind dating someone who knows what I'm going through, who knows the everyday life of an artist. I wouldn't mind, and I wouldn't mind dating the average person. But when you are dating another artist, I do believe it's easier to explain certain situations to them because they understand because they've been there too. So I think that an average person may feel insecure with an artist. They may feel just not on the level of, I would say, like, yeah, just insecure. I have dated an artist before, and I didn't quite understand.
Is somebody right now?
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe.
Not want to give out names, but maybe. But, yeah.
And why did that work
out?
Why do you think that didn't work out too well?
I just think I just couldn't deal. Like I said, I was insecure. I couldn't deal with them being away all the time. And I just couldn't deal with, you know, trying to separate fans and groupies and, oh, he might really like this girl. You know, it was just too much, and I just wasn't.
But shouldn't you know the game, because that's what you want to be in? Like, shouldn't you already know?
This was years ago. So at the time, it was like I didn't know, you know. But
okay.
As I got older, and you know, I've been in certain situations as an artist myself. It's like, oh, okay, I understand that now, but. Prior to, I didn't.
Okay. Now, Tanisha, let me ask you a question. Would you, like, okay, so right now you're independent, or you're an independent artist? Do you consider yourself as an independent artist right now?
Yes.
So you're doing everything yourself. Is it harder being an independent artist? But, you know, because some people that I converse with and talk to, they're like, okay, they love all the money, they get all their money, all their back, that's all them. When you're independent, that's all your thing. But when you're signed, mm-hmm. you got to do all these 50, you know, selling records. Like you said, selling records is not the case. But when you're independent, I heard the money come to you. Or 360 deals. How do you feel about the 360 deals and all these different type of deals they got going on?
Like I was saying earlier, like there's no money in music right now. So 360 deals, they're giving that away to everybody. Everybody knew. Mostly. A lot of people are getting those deals. But like I say, you have to have different projects going on for you to make some money. Being independent, what people fail to realize is that you front a lot of money too. So even though you front the money, and you may get more in the back end. You may not get more in the back end, but you front a lot of money. Like, you got to pay for videos. You got to pay for promotion. You got to pay radio play. Like, you got to shop these records. Like, it's a lot of money being fronted as an independent artist. And whereas if you're signed, the label fronts the money for you, and you would have to pay that money back somehow. So,
Kenisha, what? Oh, go ahead.
Did you hear me? So either way,
no,
it's like, you know, it's some, you may look at it as a, you may look at being independent good, but I would say it's okay, but I would rather be signed to a label where they're going to front that money to me and I'll just give it back because I know it's going to do way better than me just doing it by myself.
So, Tanisha, do you have, like a whole team behind you, like a manager and all that stuff? Like,
mm-hmm.
Do you have all that?
Yeah, I do. I have management, and then there's also another artist that I work with. His name is Bags. And then another artist that I work with, his name is Don, and then they're both, well, one's a rapper, and the other one, he is like a singing rap type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the team that's behind me.
What's next for Tanisha as far as mixtapes, CDs, new videos, new singles, new shows? What's up with you? Let the fans know, let the people know.
Well, I'm working on visuals right now. I have a lot of songs just recorded that I'm just ready to put out anytime, but I want to do it at the right time. So I'm working on visuals right now. So when I'm ready to release those songs, they'll have a visual with it. And I'm still working on my EP. It's going to be called Attention, Please. It's going to play off of my name, 10P. And basically to like keep up with me, you know, my Instagram is it's 10.p, sorry. And my Twitter is the same. And my SoundCloud is 1top10.0.
Can you just say your Instagram again for us?
It's 10.p. It's 10.p.
Okay. Now, as far as, so you do have an EP, say you said you do have an EP coming soon?
Mm-hmm. I'm looking to release it early next year.
Okay.
And it's going to have my single, Tell Me, on there. It's going to have songs that I've been recording.
And pretty much tell me, what's that single about and what it's about? Like, is it a true story? Like, tell us about that.
Tell Me is a record, basically a girl spitting game at a guy, but it's a remake of the original Tell Me by Groove Theory. So that was one of my favorite songs growing up. So it was like, it was automatic that I had to remake it. And I remade it. I went into the booth and I was just like, let's just make this about like me spitting game to a guy. Like, I just wanted to be sexy but cool. And that's what we did. Me and a producer duo called Dream Forever.
Okay, interesting. Okay. So, Tanisha, what advice would you give to a girl, you know, coming up in this game and want to be in this industry, Tanisha? Like, what advice would you give her?
Keep trying. Keep trying. Never give up. If someone says no, there's going to be a couple people who say no, but there's going to be a couple people who say yes. So just get out there, network, and keep grinding.
Keep grinding. I know that's fine. Now, Tanisha, what advice would you give to the 20-year-old you versus you now?
20-year-old me. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid to try new things. Don't be afraid to get out there. Be fearless. Be more confident, because confidence gets you a long way.
So I'm gonna get you along with this. Interesting. So how is the Cali like treating you from DC? Like, what's different? Like, do you ever get homesick? And you know, do you go back? Like, how is that, the whole transition?
I do get homesick, but LA's so pretty. Cali's so pretty. I mean, the palm trees, I like to think like the palm trees are therapeutic, but I do miss the seasons, and I definitely go home. I miss my family around the holidays, Thanksgiving. My family's big on Thanksgiving, so I go home every Thanksgiving. I go home maybe 5 times a year, but
that's right.
Yeah, I definitely miss home. Just being around family, being around a lot of culture. DC is so cultured. It's different from LA in that way. DC is so cultured, and I do miss a lot of the things about DC. I do miss.
What do you see yourself in 5 years, Tanisha?
5 years, I want to be signed. I'm gonna have one of the top records. I just want to be.
Set that in song, yes.
In 5 years, I just want to be. I wouldn't even say content, because in 5 years, I know I'm not going to be content. I'm not going to be settling for stuff. So I'm not going to say that. I'm always keep pushing for the next thing. But I definitely want to be signed, and I definitely want to have songs on the radio.
Hmm. Okay, so how do you connect different, like, with your fans and meeting people? Are you approachable? Are you that type of artist that you would stop and take a picture at any given time? Are you that type of person? Are you low-key? Like, what type of artist are you?
I am fun as hell. So you can come up to me, ask me for a picture. I don't care. Like, I like to take pictures. I'm not bougie. I'm very approachable. You could find me dancing and pouring a drink in the club. Like, you can find me at the bar in the club. I won't even be at no table. Like, I'm that type of person. I'm low key, but I'm fun low key.
Okay. Speaking of your shows, for the people who listen out there that want to come out, like, do you have any up and coming shows? Because I see you always have a bunch of flyers going on. So do you perform around LA? How does that work with your performance in LA? How, you know, getting booked in LA? If somebody want to book Tanisha, how they go about doing that?
They usually go through my Instagram when they want to book me, but I'm probably going to have a show in the next couple of weeks, and I'm going to do it in Hollywood. But yeah, they just hit me up on Instagram, like, do you want to sing here or here or here? And I'm like, okay, let's do it. I never turned down a show. I have never turned down a show. So.
Okay, perfect. That's okay. Speaking of you in Hollywood, let's talk reality. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Being that you into all that, do you hang out with any of the Hollywood chicks, or like, who are some of your Hollywood it friends? Do you have any of that, Tanisha? And would you be down for the reality shows and be into all that?
I would be down for the Hollywood shows. I would. I don't really hang out with a lot of Hollywood people, as you would say, or celebrities. I like to be low key, so I don't really be hanging out at the hot spots with this hot celebrity. That's not me. I like to be around my friends that I'm comfortable around, and because all my friends are fine, we're all very approachable, and I don't know. You know, some people when they get celebrity to a status, they start acting different, and I don't even want to be a part of that or around that. Just I like real shit.
Right.
Surround me with real people, real shit all the time, and I'm good.
Speaking of that, Tanisha, have you ever been? You don't gotta drop names if you don't want to. But have you ever been in a situation like that with a celebrity female or a guy that just stuck their nose up or just like looked down on you or treated you like, you know, or you know whatever? Have you ever been in a situation like that?
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, it's happened a couple of times.
How did you handle that situation? Because people think it's, you know, people look at them as like they fucking, you know, they got all this money, but you know, people look at them as trophies and all these. But being that you're a chick who be around them a lot, you know, be around different type of people, How do you look at that and view that and tell the people out there what it's really not? Like, you know, everything like glitter and gold, basically.
Right. Like, they should stink just like mine. I don't care about none of that money shit. Like, it doesn't impress me. And usually the people with the money are the corniest. So.
Really? I think
that's usually how it goes. Huh?
I heard something like that before.
Yeah. That's sometimes how it goes.
I did hear that before. So, Tanisha, I want to actually say, you got all this stuff coming up and coming stuff. Now, let's ask you this. Is it modeling your future? Is it acting in your future? Have you did any video vixen? Let's talk about that stuff. Have you did any that? And would you be up to doing it if you haven't did that already?
I'm up to doing acting. Like, I want to get into acting more. I have been to a couple acting classes. So, yeah, I just want to get into acting more. But my main
have
focus is still with music.
Have you been in video vixen things, anything like that?
Not anything big, just little local rapper stuff, but nothing too serious.
Well, Tanisha, I want to say I love that you came. First of all, yeah, I just feel like it's amazing things. I heard you perform a couple of times on your story. I need to come to a live show. I've never been. So I'm definitely going to come to one.
Oh, you
got to
come.
When are you coming to L.A.? When I'm coming to L.A., I want to say the top of the year or maybe around Christmas time. Are you going to be in L.A. around that time? Like around Christmas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
We got a link for sure.
Yes, definitely. I want to link up here and have some fun and check L.A. out, which I got to come out and see the shows. You're always out there. So I want to know, the name of the album. What's the name of the album? Can we get any clues to the name of the album?
Attention, Please.
Oh, and what was that title? Where did that come from, Tanisha? Like, what made you come up with that title? Is there a meaning behind that?
It just so happens to play around my name, like Attention, 10, P, Please. But it's basically like, can I have your attention, please? So it's just introducing me into the world.
Okay. Now, Tanisha, do you think it's hard, like when people, you know, put all these females up against each other? How do you feel about that in the industry when it can't be one female? It got to be like a Beyonce or Rihanna or a white chick. And do you feel like that? Do you get into that light skin, dark skin thing? Like, how do you feel about that with the women empowerment? Like, how do you feel about that?
You know what? I think there's so much room at the table. Everybody could eat. So it shouldn't really be no competition, especially if you're in your own lane and you're making your own little, you know, having your own little fan base. There shouldn't be no competition. That's how I feel about that.
But you gotta be realistic, Tanisha. Do you think, you know, that goes on though with the light skin people? You know, I heard what's the name talking about Tinashe, talking about that, about the light. You know, you hear all that people talk about stuff like that and how we're in the game and how certain chicks sell, you're gonna be pop and you gotta do this type of genre of music and you don't wanna be labeled just an R&B chick and, you know, all that stuff.
Right. I mean, I try not to think about that. I just wanna be in my lane. Like, I don't really care what everybody else doing. I just try to be in my lane, what I like to do, and I just hope my fans will like it back.
Okay. So you don't get into none of that stuff, Tanisha. You don't get into none of that.
Mm-mm. No. It's,
I'm not just saying no. Tanisha, do you want to be married to this guy that you, the guy you said you're dating or talking to? Do you want to be married and have kids?
Didn't I tell you I'm lusting?
Huh?
I said, didn't I tell you I'm lusting? I ain't in love
you
yet.
Did say, no, you did say, no. I'm saying, is that in your future?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely in my future. But I don't know about the guy. The guy right now.
No.
Maybe it's him. Maybe it's not.
Okay, I'm just saying. And you did say he's in the industry, right?
Oh, yeah, he is.
Okay, somebody did text me, asked me, did I ever ask you that? And they wanted to know if you are dating somebody in the industry. That's why I wanted to correct myself. So you are dating someone in the industry.
Yeah, he's in music.
Okay,
yeah.
Ball player, football player, singer, rapper?
No, he's a manager of a rapper.
Oh.
Yeah. He's in the back end.
Oh, he's in the back end. So I see you do, like you said, you do like the low, like I said, you like you said, you do like low profile, huh?
Yeah, I'm not playing. I'm not playing.
How was the amusement park today? You went to the amusement park. What amusement park did you go to?
Oh, Raging Waters today. It was nice. It was real fun. Mm. Me and my friends, group of girls, we just went up there, went on all the slides and stuff. It was cool. We haven't had fun in a while, so.
Is this in California?
Mm-hmm. It's outside. It's like an hour from L.A.
Okay.
So.
Okay, if you can help out and say one thing to Misha about Hurricane Harvey, whatever, what would you say and what would your charity be if you can have one? Or if you don't already have one, do you have one?
No, I don't have a charity, but I will sometime in the future for sure. I got family in Houston, so it was like I was checking up on them, making sure they was good. But looking at pictures and videos, that was pretty scary. All you can do is help out where you can, donate where you can, and pray. It's a lot going on right now. It's a lot of hurricanes. It's a lot of earthquakes going on. We just gotta all come together and pray.
Definitely. And charity, Tanisha, before I let you go and give out some shout out, what would your charity be if you had one?
It would be, darn, I haven't even thought about this. It would definitely probably be my grandmother's name. My great grandmother's name, her last name. And my last name probably put together, so probably be the Price Dean Foundation.
Interesting.
Yeah, keep it simple.
We learned so much about you tonight. I feel like I learned so much about you tonight, and my viewers, I hope they learned so much about you.
Thank you.
I feel like we did.
Thank you. You know, we can always do this again whenever you want.
Yeah, I definitely want to do a sit-down with you, exclusive sit-down with you, live sit-down with you, so they can see this prettiness,
okay.
All that prettiness over there.
Oh, thank you.
Do you have any shout-outs to Nisha tonight that you want to give any shout-outs tonight?
Shout-out to my producers, my team behind me, Street Fame, my producers, J7, my family, my little sister, you know, my friends that support me and my fans that listen to my music. Thank you.
Thank you for coming on tonight. I love you, Tanisha.
And
so
thank
much
you for having me.
Yes, like I said, we got to do a sit down. I got to get you live and connect, like I said. And like you said, so can you just jot down again, let us know what's next for you. For the concerts in Cali and then the EP. Run that back.
Okay, so the EP should be done beginning of next year. I'm going to have a couple shows before the end of this year. The way you can keep up with that is through my Instagram. I promote everything on my Instagram that I'm doing. My Instagram is 10.p. And from there, like, everything that I'm doing will be up. So if you want to keep up with me, that's how you keep up with me.
Thank you so much, Tanisha. I'm going to give a special shout out to my cousin Ty Asia, too. I want to know you.
Yep.
So
love her.
I love you. Guys, love you, Tanisha, so much for coming on. And everybody, it's going to be greatness for you. I know it's coming for you. Your time is, and I'm going to be like, oh, my God, she came on Conversations with Vicky.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. And we're going to go on camera and actually work on conversation with Vicky. Thank you, Tanisha.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. For those of you who don't know me, just I'll take your tsunami. Compensating from NYC, so you know I'm gonna suit this beat. So when I call you out, you better get your life so the girls can hit that floor. So swing your man, count for getting the dick, so the dick can't give me a score. Just give me the beat, cause I'm about to go in. Yes, to say I'm at it again. The twisted chanter is on the mic. I got you, bitch, so you know you alright. Yes, I represent the new school. Back on up, get up off my truth. What you do to vote, get my shoes. You can't vote, so get a clue.
This is the soft and feminine, this is the soft and cunt, the cunt feminine, put these on the fist, Philly, which is all hot, eat it for me, NYC, Jersey and DC. Welcome, are you ready, bitch? Let's serve, soft is the best, but soft and cunt, give it to me and pass the blunt.
I got dressed and backed up my back for a ball I heard was in Rome. So I got to the ball, I served all the girls, but I couldn't find my way home. So I called for my coffee back in the city, and I thought I had to make my change. When I said, bitch, I need you to do me a favor, bitch, I need you to send me a plane. Roar, bitch, call me a cab. Roar, bitch, call me a train. Roar, bitch, call me a cab, cause I'm going insane in my brain.
I got every remedy, not this shit to work for me. I'm damn bitch, so damn bitch. How you gonna fix it, fix it, fix it? How you gonna fix it, fix it, app? How you gonna fix it, fix it, fix it? How you gonna fix it, fix it,
digital cable, box a lot of channels whenever you're able. AC is free. When you wanna call for $25.95, you get on the chain. 877-393-4448.
877-393-4448. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Bitch, when's your birthday? Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces, Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, girl, what's your zodiac sign?
And that's the fun, this beat is sick. I wanna take a vow, I'm a disco stick. Don't think too much, just bust that click. When I take a vow, I'm a disco stick. I never had nobody show me all the things. You show me in the switcher, I feel me, yeah. We will always be together, baby, that's what you told me. I will leave you, I never had nobody to be like you. I never had nobody to be like you. I never had nobody to be like you. I never had nobody to be like you, like you, like you. Yeah, bling, bling, boy, you wanna be in my drum? Be in my drum, you know I come, come. Bling, bling, boy, you wanna be in my drum? Be in my drum, cause you know I come, come. Out, cock, 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 cock,
cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock, cock. That's why you don't have that juice, bitch, I'm so much better than you. That's why you don't have that juice, bitch, I'm juicy. That's why you don't have that juice, bitch, I'm so much better than you. That's why you don't have that juice, bitch, I'm juicy. Juicy, I'm juicy, I'm juicy, I'm hot. Juicy, I'm juicy, give me what I want. Juicy, I'm juicy, I'm juicy, I'm juicy, I'm juicy, I'm juicy, I'm hot. That's why you don't have that juice. That's why you don't have that juice, bitch, I'm so much better than you. That's why you don't have that juice, bitch, I'm juicy.
Everybody. body follow me. Send me a little bit of controversy. Can you wait to the rest of it at me? Cause I feel so empty without me. 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 Let's go, let's go, let's go. For those of you who don't know me, yes, I'll take your tsunami. Compensating from NYC, so you know I'm gonna do this beat. So when I coach you up, you better get your life so the girls can hit that floor. So swing your man, can't work at the dick, so the dudes can't give me a score. Just give me the beat, cause I'm about to go in. Yes, to say, I'm at it again. The twisted chanter is on the bike. I got you, bitch, so you know you all right. Yes, I represent the new school. Back on up, get up off my truth. What did you tell bro, get my shoes? You can't vote, so get a clue. This is the soft thing, Simon, and this is the soft thing, cunt. The cunt, Simon, and put these on the fist. Philly, which is all cunt. Eat it for me, NYC. Jersey and DC. Welcome, are you ready, bitch? Let's serve. Soft is the best, but soft thing, cunt. Give it to me and pass up a lot. I got trusted, backed up my back for a ball I heard was in wrong. So I got to the ball, I served all the girls, but I couldn't find my way home. So I called for my girlfriend back in the city, and I thought I had to make my change. When I said, bitch, I need you to do me a favor, bitch, I need you to send me a plane. Roar, bitch, call me a cab. Roar, bitch, call me a train. Roar, bitch, call me a cab, cause I'm going insane in my brain. I tried every breath, but she's not. This used to work for me. I'm damn bitch. So damn bitch. How you gonna fix it, fix it, fix it? How you gonna fix it, fix it, app? How you gonna fix it, fix it, fix it? How you gonna fix it, fix it, app? Digital cable, box a lot of channels whenever you're able. AC is free. When you wanna call for $25.95, you get on the team. 877-393-4444. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Bitch, when's your birthday? Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces, Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, girl, what's your zodiac sign? And have some fun, this beat is sick. I wanna take a bow on my...